It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Iran that is capable of rejecting Iranian influence. I mean, Iraq.
You're an idiot.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's time for a little phone-a-rama.
Yay.
Oh, is it?
Or as this guy would say,
phone-a-rama.
Thank you.
Phone-a-rama.
I heard you the first time. That's enough. Thank you.
Phone-a-rama.
Appreciate that. 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air. Anything you wish to talk about. And I'm going to go in the order of the time waited. We're going to see how Daryl's doing.
How cordial of you.
Isn't that nice? Daryl from Sacramento. Hello, Daryl. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Daryl.
That'll teach you.
Boy, I don't hear anyone.
I don't either.
Are they broken? Let's try Don from the Bay Area. Hello, Don.
Hey, it's John. How you doing, Mike?
Isn't that funny, Mike? What happened is
I'm about to uninvite Joe Ardinger to, you know, BYOB Friday.
The smartest thing you can do is bring him in here because then he can't screw up the phone.
It's a wacky mix-up.
This might be Beth Ann that took this one, though.
Really?
Yes, it is.
It was Beth Ann. What is the problem? I hear Don as clear as a bell.
I heard Don as well.
Beth Ann?
Maybe it's the headset they're using.
No, I'm not going to bitch. I'm not going to do it. I know she's rolling her eyes now. Oh,
leave Meredith alone.
No. You're rolling her eyes. But is it the headset? Is it what? Because, I mean, what are they all sounding? Do the callers, like here, I hear Don clear as a bell. And back there, does it sound like.
Yes. And,
it does.
And there's noise from the office, there's noise from the. Delay. There's noise from the people in the room with you, and our headsets only cover one ear.
You know the Contender, that movie, The Contender.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When he asked the guy at the very end of the movie for some sort of like, I want Cookie Saint Jacques with nuts in it, with walnuts and stuff. He said we ran out of that. Well, let's not let the wheels fall off the wagon. I've got to get that drop. I swear to God, I've got to get that. I completely understand. Have a good show.
You know what we should do? We should make an effort to improve our work environment.
Yes. Yes. Put her in a cone of silence.
It'd be nice.
Thank you. Dom, what can we do for you?
Well, first, I just want to say I am a huge fan. I've been one since your wave of days.
Guys. Thank you.
You make my day. So
thank you very much. That's nice of you. What can what can we help you with today?
Well, I also wanted to say that, you know, I agree that that guy was great. You know, he's got a great attitude, and I really appreciated the way you were kind of really delicately kind of trying to steer him towards, yeah, maybe swimming in the alligator-filled lake in the middle of the night, maybe not the best idea in the world.
Yeah, well, he's a cocky kid, and he's a ballsy kid, and he's ballsy because he's on these shows, and he's going to get laid a lot because he's, but, you know, he got his arm bitten off. So, I mean, it's a trade-off the way I look at it.
He
I think there's no problem at all.
That wasn't the brightest thing.
Not the brightest thing to swim in a dark canal with gators in it, not
maybe
at all.
Maybe it was the brightest thing he ever did.
Jamie, Spotsylvania, how are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. What can we do for you on Phone-O-Rama?
Phone-O-Rama.
I just wanted to add to the gator story. I seen a special on television about a year ago where you got the homeless people living on riverbanks treating these animals like they're their pets.
Wow.
The police would come in and run the homeless away, but they had an emotional attachment to the gators, and they'd go back, they'd feed them.
Well, you know how those people work.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe Bob needs to get down there.
Come on now. Yeah, you got to find out.
Feed it.
Give ooh,
it
hold
beer.
On. This is a good call right here. Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Let's go to Nick in Vienna. Nick, we have a Buzz Babe on the line here.
Hi,
baby.
Nick.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hello, lovelies.
Oh, wow. Lovely. So, can you, Buzz, rapidly, please bring up a photograph of young Nick?
I'm on it.
I think I remember what Nick looked like.
Oh, you should. And I think I have new pictures of her as well.
Is Nick one of our Buzz Babes that's going to be popping in on Friday?
She'll be here Friday.
I am.
Oh, how nice. Are you a Vienna resident?
I am currently, yes.
Hold on. Rob has an issue with Vienna.
You see,
you
of
do.
No.
You were ready to dive in. I saw it on your face.
And my mind is that transparent.
On your face.
I just wanted to know if
like
she lived
Crystal.
There. And you do? That's great.
Rob loves it.
He likes Vienna.
So, Rob, I hate Vienna as well.
Boy, you know what? I swear to God, this is the way his brain works. He will love you forever now. Nick,
and let me kiss you on the cheek.
We are looking forward to having you in here as we wrap up. This is really going to be the last Friday with introducing the Buzz Babes.
Yeah, that's right.
Then it's official. Then we're going to send you out into the world. Are you prepared for that?
Oh, I am so excited.
We can't wait.
So excited.
I'm excited, too. And, you know, we're going to have BYOB Friday, so make sure. And incidentally, we had a little problem last week. Get that paperwork all signed, right, Buzz? Is that right. What they're supposed to do?
Absolutely. You can go to MikeOMaraShow.com and sign up to be a Buzz Babe, and there's still time to join us.
All I know is, like, the first weekend we had the Buzz Babes, and they were all partying, and then the last, oh, my, look at her.
That's an even better picture of Nick than the one you remember.
You.
I've been to your MySpace page, Nick.
Vixen brunette there.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Is her picture on the website as well?
It sure is.
There's... Go to MikeOMaraShow.com if you'd like to see a picture of Nick. And, you know, Nick, you don't have to bring anything except your lovely body.
The picture you're seeing.
Self.
Me and my boobs will be there.
Yes. I think we got another winner here.
We'll try to make room.
Nick, we look forward to seeing you on Friday. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You have a great day.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Nick.
And I just linger on those
great goodbyes.
I love the
enthusiasm.
Let's go to Bob in Reno. Bob, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Rumpelstiltskin. My name is not Bob. But...
Thank you so much. I'm surprised they missed that one.
It sounded a little odd.
Very difficult. Yeah. You have a question for Mr. Burbank?
Yeah, Buzz, if it was absolutely free, would you clone any or all of your cats?
Absolutely. I absolutely. In fact,
this is driving me
especially,
insane, Rob.
You don't like it?
You don't like disco?
It's driving me nuts.
Now, these are the best two cats ever.
What music?
Not only for me, but for each other. And if there was some way I could help them live on, I would do that.
Mike, would you clone Beth Ann McBride?
I would love 12 of her around. I would like one. Let me explain to you. I'm going to explain it to you. All right. I would like one Beth Ann McBride to produce this show. I'd like one Beth Ann McBride to do all of my. No, not that. Rob.
Sure. Well, at least
certainly
two or
not
three
with
that
finger.
Wow, you're
I would like one Beth Ann to do all household duties, like managing bills and stuff like that.
Oh, cleaning? Sure.
Not cleaning. No,
organizing.
I'm talking about organizing my life.
Yeah.
I see.
You know, like, and then really, I would have cloned another Beth Ann to manage the failing restaurant.
Oh, that'd be good.
I think we would have done very well. But you'd have, like, you at the restaurant, I'd need four of her.
At least.
Shift manager, front of the house, back of the house, line manager.
But you're absolutely right.
Accountant and all that other good stuff.
Now, if you cloned her, would the breasts be the same size?
No. Actually, they wouldn't because they're not real.
So you'd have to enlarge them.
Well, same as each other.
For Virginia Commonwealth University, that was a very stupid question. Of course they wouldn't be real breasts because she's gotten them augmented.
Yes, it really wasn't that stupid, except it got us to talk about them, didn't it? How smart was that?
Exactly.
That was pretty smart, DCU. Go Rams!
Yeah, have some more of your
no Bulldogs.
Mud shake. Daniel in Burnsville. Is it Burtonsville or Burnsville?
It's Burtonsville.
Of course it's Burtonsville. I'm just having a blast with these
today.
Isn't
it fun?
Daniel, what can we do for you?
Moved back up from Orlando, Florida, and I worked at Gatorland down there.
Gatorland!
Charlie likes to go there.
Gatorland! I sure like them gators. Let me tell you something. I can tell you about Gatorland, right, Daniel?
Okay.
All right. Let me tell you what happens, right? You get people in about, 9, 10 o'clock? That's what time the park opens, right?
Yeah.
9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, people come in. Which time? 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock? Which time? 9 o'clock or 10
o'clock? We'll say 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock they come in.
9 o'clock.
And then the biggest thing in the park is when you bring out them raw chickens and feed them, right? You bring out them raw chickens and you feed them. That's the best thing of all. And they're real fat, right, because they eat all day and you just give the food to them, right?
All day. You don't even know the other kind of meat we give them, too. It's horse meat.
Horse meat?
Horse meat
for gators.
You're an idiot.
Horse meat. I can't wait for horse meat with them gators. So you feed them chicken meat?
Chicken meat, horse meat.
Horse meat?
Yep.
And then what time? About 11 o'clock you feed them gators?
About whatever time we start eating, we just throw them a couple pieces.
All right, a couple pieces.
How big? Hey.
They feed them a whole chicken.
How big is your biggest gator?
How big? I'd say Chester. He's about...
Chester the gator? There's Chester right down there.
How big is he?
How long is he?
About 13 and a half foot.
That's real big.
Half foot. Yes, sir.
Chester eats a lot.
I seen Chester. He's
sure,
a big one.
Hard to not see him.
He ate the horse. Anybody ever jump over them enclosures?
Yeah.
Somebody jump over them enclosures? A gator world? Is it gator world or gator land?
It's Gatorland. Yeah, we're always debating on, because these little kids, they pull Michael Jackson's and they pull their little kids over the railings trying to look at them. It's nuts.
And then, do you have one of them things that goes out into where they is, and then they you hold the chicken in your hand, and they jump up and snatch it out of your hand?
Yes, they do. They jump right up.
I love Gatorland. Yeah.
Do you have?
I wish I was at Gatorland right now.
I wish I was at Gatorland every time.
I swear to God.
Do
like
you
to
have
die.
A competing park called Gator World?
No, we don't actually. We're like the leading, I guess, Gator. Gator place. In
how much
best
it cost?
Gator place in the world. What's
how much it cost me to get into Gatorland?
How much? I think it's $24 now.
$24. Serious right. money.
What's your biggest attraction, Gatorland?
Biggest attraction? I'd say
it's Chester for Christ's sake.
Come on, Chester.
No, I didn't mean in size. I meant what's the most popular with people.
What's the most popular?
It's the Gators.
No, actually, the Crocodiles. Crocodiles definitely brought most people.
Now hold on just a second. That ain't right. How can the crocodiles be popular at a place called Gatorland?
I think that's false advertising.
Well, gators are actually crocodiles. They're part of the crocodilian family.
The crocodilian family? Is that a real name?
Is that
a real word? Daniel, you tell me the truth right now. Is crocodilian a real word?
It is now.
I like to fall out.
We got to go, Daniel.
All right, guys.
All right, have fun, and we'll see you at Gatorland. All right,
take
thanks
it
for the call. Let's
Daniel
go to
Crocodilian.
Vanessa Crocodilian. Crocodilians. I like that. Would you like? We'd like to introduce the new neighbors. They're the crocodilians. They live across there. They live in the end, right by the cul-de-sac.
They have very scaly skin.
It's Rico and his wife Patsy Crocodilian.
Rico and Patsy Crocodilian. Tonight on Swingtown.
Vanessa from Woodbridge. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Vanessa?
Good. How are y'all doing?
We are doing good. When you're talking about Gatorland, what can we do for you, darling?
I have a question.
Yes.
I would like to know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. I see what it says. It says here you'd like to talk about whores.
Yes. What would make a girl more of a whore?
Okay, very. I'm ready.
Just come to the right place.
Go ahead.
For most people.
Yeah.
Or one who opens her mouth for everybody or most people.
Are you talking about the, and I have to dance around this, of course, because we always do. And you did a very good job. Now, let me do mine.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the particular act? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
I would say that as much as, the discussion we had, and we're going to try to get Dr. Drew on to talk about STDs.
Yes.
I would say the old leg spreaderagio. The legs it would be for me, not the... Not the other thing.
Yeah, I think there's really no winning answer there.
Well, sure there is. I
think both times you're going to be really close to whoredom.
Well, but don't you think that if the...
But if the knees stay together, you're in better shape.
Let's label this discussion, and incidentally, fascinating topic.
Thank
Vanessa.
You for asking. Yeah.
Really, that's why I'm rapidly enjoying...
Phone-a-rama.
As my favorite feature. If we call this the legs-mouth discussion, legs... have it all over because that's the hua.
Oh, sure.
Because that's, that's the full Monty. Mm-hmm. That's really going the whole way.
I don't know if you think what I'm saying, if you're grabbing onto it, is to say, if you had, say, a significant other and you wanted to choose one or the other, that you'd say, what is she guilty of? You'd always choose legs, but you'd prefer neither. Is what I'm saying.
Do you understand that? I'm confused,
not
Rob.
Entirely.
Rob, you have confused me.
Okay.
Start again, and I promise I'll try to pay more attention to you.
Okay, let's say you have a girlfriend.
Okay.
And she wants to know if she is a bigger whore for doing legs or mouth.
Right.
And you would say you would be a bigger whore for doing legs, but I would hope you did neither.
Okay. I understand that.
Or are they both just giving lovers?
But if you're talking about it, it's the home run.
No money changes hands.
It's, right. If you're doing the Monica thing, I mean, it's just you're not as bad, and you certainly have potential to get in less trouble than if you're doing the whole the full blown thing.
May I ask you,
well chosen words?
Did you have someone in mind when you asked us this question?
Well, because personally,
Yes, tell me. Can I ask you before you proceed the celebrity you most resemble,
yes,
please?
Yes, thank you, Mike.
Raven Simone.
Raven Simone.
Raven Simone.
Oh, you saw her last night on the Celebrity Family Feud.
Okay, go ahead. So, yeah, now this is interesting. Go ahead, Vanessa. How does this apply to you, this question?
Okay. I personally appreciate more the mouth, but I have done my share of leg.
Well, are you a hoa?
I don't think so.
How many men have you been with?
I've been with the legs, 5.
Oh, that's how old are you?
That's normal American.
I'm 25.
25? That's not all that bad.
And I'd like to offer, if you look
now, hold
like...
on, wait. The mouth, how many?
I really don't know.
You lost count?
Kind of.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's give her a round of applause. Really.
But are you part of the generation that believes that isn't necessarily the same as sex?
Kind of. Like, I understand that it's a type of,
right.
But I don't. I think the legs is more of a personal, more of a...
Right.
I agree.
And the other, you're just goofing around, mostly.
I agree. And as far as the other thing you've been doing, you know, keep up the good work, Vanessa. That's what I say.
And
thank you.
And if you resemble Raven Simone in every way, you need not use your legs nor your mouth.
You rock, Vanessa. And Vanessa, incidentally, I believe Mr. Burbank informed me one slot open for Buzz Babes, okay?
So to speak.
And she apparently has 2 slots open.
You're a fun girl. I like talking. Call anytime, okay, Vanessa?
Okay, thank you. Y'all have a nice day.
Thanks a lot. There she goes. And one more question.
Did you watch
any
of Feud last night?
I did. I did not.
Nah. Raven Simone, who she was talking about, was the youngest daughter on the Cosby Show way back when.
Right.
She has got knockers now.
All grown up.
That really will change the space-time continuum.
Very nice. I like that.
Amazing.
Could she do that generation, generator thing Buzz was talking about? Because
generate
of
electricity with the bra?
She could power Chicago.
Very good. Let's take one more before we get to the Hollywood hot sheet. This is a call I wanted to take for a while. This is Greg, and you have a question about my dog. Go ahead, Greg.
Yes, well, I'm just wondering if you and Beluga could get together, and hopefully Carla's are listening, and you guys could do like a calendar together. Different outfits.
There's a market for it, Mike.
Thank you for the call, you ass.
And show them.
Yeah, Greg, Greg, I'll tell you, I'm going to put you on hold because you are today's perfect ass on the Mike O'Mara Show. And I'm going to give you a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt, okay? Because this has been the perfect ass call. Yes, thank you very much. It's a double XL. Yes, we're going to do the Beluga and Mike gay calendar.
Oh, it's gay now.
We'll be in a variety of outfits. Well, he's a male.
Like it never was.
Let's get to the Hollywood hot sheet real quick here before we have to take another break because I am staying on the clock, ladies.
Attaboy.
Good for you, Mike.
I'm doing my job.
Oh, Mike, it's celebrities in rehab.
Really?
Heather Locklear, for one, has checked herself into a hospital for anxiety and depression.
Mm-hmm.
She checked herself into a treatment facility in Arizona to deal with those issues. Her rep says, and I quote, and by the way, if you work in Hollywood, you have a rep.
Yeah, that's cool.
Heather has been dealing with anxiety and depression. She's requested an in-depth evaluation of her medication and has entered the medical facility for proper diagnosis and treatment.
Why do I picture these doctors around the table going, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to do it. No, that's no deal. No, I've got that afternoon free. I thought you were leaving on your Aruba vacation, Phil. No, I'll be available as a matter of fact. I'd like to do the evaluation.
But you were playing golf.
There's no need. I really think, and then it starts to get into a fist fight at the end of things.
I'm pretty sure she's in rehab for dating David Spade.
David, that's right.
That would do it.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
She might require rehab for
that. Doesn't David Spade have a tendency to catch him on the weak side?
I saw him quoted.
What choice does he have, really?
Well, he scores the amazing tale.
How does he score the amazing tale?
Because he claims he's so normal, and there's no normal men in Hollywood.
Oh, okay, so that's his angle.
That's his angle.
Who it was?
If
Terry
it works for him.
Terry Hatcher, right?
Terry Hatcher
was one.
Desperate Housewives. Mm-hmm. She was another one that was like going through some sort of crisis.
Fantastic.
Yes, sir. Hey, guys. This is Billy Bush. David Spade banging Terry Hatcher. It's beautiful.
Who's the name of that lady on Desperate Housewives?
That's Terry Hatcher.
How's she look?
She's beautiful.
And who are you?
I'm Billy Bush. Billy Bush, happily married, perfect wife, perfect kids. Yes,
sir. David Spade?
He's beautiful.
Really?
Yes, normal.
Very normal.
Very normal.
Heather's rep says this is a confidential medical matter and that no further statement will be released.
She still manages to look stunning, though.
Yeah, A-okay.
True enough.
More
and Larry King's wife is in rehab. You hear this?
Hi. Sorry about that. I had something in my throat.
I would be, too. Oh, look who's here. Hello, Larry.
It's real simple.
What?
She hates me.
Hates you?
I wondered about that.
She hates me.
But you have such a great reputation.
No, I've got a terrible I've been married 14 times.
I would think you'd be good at it by now.
Sean does a lot of drugs.
Really?
Yeah, real shame. Real shame. I'm very sad. Hi, folks. This is Leah King. I wanted to tell you that Sean King is going to rehab.
Now, Larry, I understand. Whoa! She has an addiction to painkillers, and I understand she got on these painkillers because she was having migraine headaches. What do you know about her migraines?
I'm just curious about them. Uh-huh. Always wanted to make sure Sean was happy.
What causes
always
her migraine?
Always used to follow what she was doing, and she came to me, said I got a migraine.
Right.
I said, take a prescription.
Uh-huh.
And then she started taking more and more.
Yeah.
And finally, I looked at her one day and I said, why? And then she was out the door into rehab, and, you know, she's got a lot of chances to make herself really much better.
Well, that's good.
Do you have any opinions about prescription drug abuse?
I think they're bad. I think they're terrible. I don't even like a lot of antibiotics.
Why not?
And they're bad. They're bad there, boy.
Yeah, boy.
I don't know. I just ask.
Okay.
Why?
Do you love her?
I love her. Yeah, she's great. She's great there. That girl is what a broad.
Has she given you two kids?
She's given me two kids that are 115 years younger than I am.
Do you remember their names, Larry?
Chance and Armstrong. Chance Armstrong King and Cannon King.
That's Cannon, right. Edward King.
Cannon Edward King.
That's right, Larry.
They're going to be football players there, boy.
Are you going to see them play football?
She's got that great Mormon gene.
Yeah.
But she's doing the drugs.
Is that good or bad?
She's doing the drugs because she's living with a bat. Goodbye there, boy.
Goodbye, Larry.
So goodbye, Larry. Yeah. Celebrity sex. Hugh Hefner may have all the sex he wants whenever he wants it, but there's a trade-off. He's 82.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as easy as it used to be. And he says, quote, I have some aches and pains.
That's so gross.
I have lower back problems since the 80s.
So totally gross.
Quoting Hugh, yuck. Too much time in bed rustling around with friends.
Yeah, lovely.
And Diddy says men owe it to women to wax their privates.
Diddy.
He says that you should wax your man parts when I'm getting ready to relax with a drink, vodka and lemonade.
Oh, man parts.
James Brown. Oh,
yeah. Let me stop that. What, men should wax?
Yeah.
But, I thought you said women should wax.
No, Diddy says men should wax.
Oh, now I'm grossed out again.
Well, I thought you were cheering what he was saying.
No, I thought he was talking about women, and that kind of turned me on.
I
and
think
then he
Larry
got me
King
all
should come
up.
In again.
He says he'll have a manicure. Hi, Larry.
43 years.
Right.
Came up from Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
Worked at CNN. Worked That's for right. Mutual Radio.
Right.
And then what?
Always waxed.
Always.
Really?
Every single show.
How do you do it?
I learned it from Jim Bohannon. So long. Whoa!
Diddy says men owe it to women to make sure that they are well-groomed.
Very good. Very That's, exciting buzz.
I don't know about that.
The Hollywood Buzz is edited by Rob Spiewak. Coming up in your final buzz, more UFO sightings and more KKK sightings.
Uh-oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Joe McLeod.
Joe McLeod?
Joe McLeod and his movie reviews.
Yay.
Coming up next on The Big Show. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.